गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदा जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जशोदा जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बल जय ललिता विशाखा जय राधे श्याम ललिता विशाखा जय राधे श्याम जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय जय गौरनीताय जय गौरनीताय गौरनीताय जय गौरनीताय प्रभुपाद 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 जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्रश श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय मथुरा वृंदावन धाम नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय श्री श्री गौरनीताय की जय समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 35। द गोपीज सिंग ऑफ कृष्णा एज ही वंडर्स इन द फॉरेस्ट। So, introduction this chapter. This chapter contains the songs the gopis sing to express their feelings of separation from Krishna when he goes to the forest during the day. As the gopis' mood of separation from Sri Krishna becomes ever more intense, his names, forms, qualities, and pastimes begin spontaneously manifesting in their hearts. Thus they join together and sing as follows. The beauty of Krishna attracts the minds of all. When he stands in his threefold bending ways and plays upon his flute, the Siddhas, wives flying in the sky with their husbands become attracted to him and forget external reality. The bulls, cows, and other animals in the pasture become stunned in ecstasy, and they stand so still, with the grass unchewed between their teeth, that they appear like figures in a drawing. Indeed, even the unconscious rivers stop flowing. Just see, when Krishna dresses himself in forest array and calls the cows names by blowing on his flute, even the trees, the creepers become so ecstatic out of love that their limbs display eruptions and they are supposed down like torrents of tears. The sound of Krishna's flute causes the cranes, swans, and other birds in the lakes to close their eyes in deep meditation. The clouds in the sky to gently rumble, imitating the flute's vibration. And even such great authorities in the science of music as Indra, Shiva, and Brahma to become astonished. And just as we gopis are anxious to offer everything we have to Krishna, so the wives of the black deer follow him about imitating us. Thus Krishna is returning to Braja. He constantly plays his flute while his young companions chant his glories, and Brahma and other chief demigods come to worship his lotus feet. Thus the gopi is feeling intense separation from Krishna, sing of his pastimes. Text 1. Sri Suka Uvacha Gopyah Krishne Vanam Yate Tam Anudruta Chestasah Krishna Lilaha प्रगायन्त्यो निन्यूर दुखेन बासरान श्रीशुक उवाच गोप्यः कृष्णे वनं याते तमनु द्रुतचेष्टसः कृष्णालीलाः प्रगायन्त्यो निन्युर्दुःखेन वासरा श्रीशुक उवाच गोप्यः कृष्णे वनं याते तमनु द्रुतचेष्टसः कृष्णलीलाः प्रगायन्त्यो निन्युर्दुःखेन वासरान् श्रीशुक उवाच गोप्यः कृष्णे वनं याते तमनु द्रुतचेष्टसः कृष्णलीलाः प्रगायन्तो नन्युर्दुःखेन वासरान् चेतसः कृष्णलीलाः प्रगायन्तो नन्युर्दुःखेन वासरान् गोप्यः कृष्णे वनं याते त्वमनुद्रुतचेतसः कृष्णलीला प्रगायन्तो वैष्णवीस श्रीशुक उवाच गोप्यः कृष्णे वनं याते तमनुद्रुतचेतसः कृष्णलीला प्रगायन्त्यो निन्युर्दुःखेन वासरान् वर्ड मीनिंग श्री शुक उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड गोप्य दि गोपीस कृष्णे लॉर्ड कृष्ण वनम टू दि फॉरेस्ट याते हैविंग गन तम आफ्टर हिम अनुद्रुतः चेसिंग चेतसः हूज माइंड्स कृष्ण लीला द ट्रांसडेंटल पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण प्रगायन्त्यः सिंगिंग लाउडली निन्युः दे पास्ट दुखेन अनहैप्पीली बासरान दि डेज ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड व्हेन एवर कृष्ण वेंट टू द फॉरेस्ट द माइंड्स ऑफ द गोपीज वुड रन आफ्टर हिम And thus the young girls sadly spent their days singing of his pastimes. Please repeat. Sukadeva Goswami said, whenever Krishna went to the forest, the minds of the gopis would run after him. And thus the young girls sadly spent their days singing of his pastimes. Purport. Although the gopis enjoyed direct association with Krishna at night in the rasa dance, during the day he went about his normal duties, tending his cows in the forest. At that time, the minds of gopis would run after him, but the young girls had to stay back in the village and do their own duties. Thus, feeling the pain of separation, they would sing about Sri Krishna's transcendental pastimes. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Sailakaya Chakhirunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhe Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaham Dadati Sopadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya Namine gaurati sei namaha He Krishna karuna sindhu Dina bandhu jagatpate Gopesha gopika kanta Radha kanta namastute Tapta kanchana gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Sri Suko Vacha Gopyaha Krishne Banam Yate Tam Anudruta Chetasaha Krishna Lila Pragayantyo Ninnur Dukhena Vasaran. Sukadeva Goswami said, whenever Krishna went to the forest, the minds of the gopis would run after him, and thus the young girls sadly spent their days singing of his pastimes. So, famous Gopi Git we have already in 29th chapter. There also Gopis are singing. about Krishna's pastimes, remembering Krishna. But that is in a night time. That is in this Maharas Leela, when Krishna left all the gopis and then he disappeared. And he was hiding, so all the gopis together, they are singing the glories of Krishna. And in ninth verse, they chanted, Tava katha mritam tapta jivanam kavi viriditam kalma sapaham sravana mangalam srimadatatam bhuvi grinanti je bhuridajana bhuvi grinanti je bhuridajana. The gopis, they're saying, Tava kathamrita, O Krishna, your pastimes, your sweet words, they are nectarian. Tava kathamrita, they are like nectar. Tava kathamritam. And this conditioned souls in this material world, those are suffering in tritapa klesa, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik klesas, tapta jivanam. For them, your pastimes, your transcendental words, your activities, they are just like mohosadhi. They are just like nectars. They are medicines for them. Tapa kathamritam, tapta jivanam, kavi viriditam. Even the great philosophers, poets, they declare this, they accept this. Kavi viriditam. Kalmasapaham, by hearing your transcendental janma, karma, and your pastimes, all the kalmasa, all these sinful reactions, they all goes away. All kalmasapaham, savana mangalam, hearing about your pastimes, that is all auspicious. Srimada tatam, this is not only auspicious, it is also increase. Srimad, they are a fortune. They say, bless them with good fortune. Srimada tatam. Bhuvi grunanti je bhurida ajana. Actually, those who are distributing this, your kathamritam, your pastimes, and your activities, lila, they are actually the most magnificent. They are also actually the real distributor of Krishna and your glories. So, in this way, we see that is Krishna. Gopis are singing about Krishna's pastimes in night time, but here in this chapter, description is given that when Krishna goes during daytime for herding the cows. Contain the songs the gopis sing to express their feelings of separation from Krishna when he goes to the forest during the day. So during day, when Krishna went to his cowherd boyfriends to the pasturing ground with cows and with other cowherd boys, then what was the situation of the gopis? The gopis were feeling intense separation from Krishna. Though they were in night time with Krishna in rasa dance, but in daytime, being separated from Krishna, they have nothing, they cannot do anything helplessly. They remain in their house, in their home, along with their other relatives and superiors. So they are simply remembering Krishna within, and sometimes they sing the glories of Krishna. As we see in Benu Git, that gopis are meditating how Krishna Balaram is, Krishna entering into the Vrindavan फॉरेस्ट है बरहापिडं नटवर वपु कर्णयो कर्णिकारं बिभ्रद्वासा कनक कपिशं वैजयन्ती च माला रन्ध्रान वेणु अधर सुधया पुरयन् गोपवृन्दै वृन्दारण्यं स्वपदरमणं प्राविशद् गीतकीर्ति. सो मेडिटेटिंग हाउ कृष्णा एंटरिंग इनटू द वृंदावन फॉरेस्ट बरहा पीडं हिज द मेडिटेटिंग ऑन हिज इज ए ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्यूटी हाउ ही हैज डेकोरेटेड हिज हेयर्स विथ पीकॉक फीदर बरहा पीडं ऑन हिज हेयर ही डेकोरेटेड विथ ए पीकॉक फीदर बरहा पीडं नटवर वपु हिज लुक्स लाइक ए like the fresh dancer, just like someone is ready to go to the stage for dancing. Natavara Vapu, Karnayo Karnikaram, in his ear, Krishna is wearing the fresh flowers of Vrindavan forest. It's karner flower. Okay, this may be in yellow, sometimes blue, sometimes white, different colors. In this case, also, Krishna is wearing this this flower, Vrindavan forest flower, Kaner and the flower. Karnayo Karnikaram Vibhradvasa Kanaka Kapi is wearing a pitambar, a yellow garment. Looks very shining. It is like molten gold color. It is like lightning in the sky. So this is pitambar, he is wearing pitambar. Vibhradvasa Kanaka Kapisam Vaijayanti Mala, he wearing a Vaijayanti Mala. This flower was the gopis, they made this garland with intense love for Krishna, with much care and their love. They made this garland for Krishna from the Vrindavan forest flower. And this garlands, this flower, we decorated with five different colors of flowers, different types of flowers, and very pregnant flowers in different colors and different varieties. So at least five different varieties by Jayanti Mala. So Krishna is wearing that garland. Randhana Venu Adhara Sudhaya. So he is the nectars that is from coming from his lip, this flute is drinking all the nectars. That is Gopi just thinking. Because Krishna was playing his flute, Venu Vadana Tatpara. So when Krishna was playing the flute, so gopis are thinking this flute is simply a dry bamboo stick and is just drinking all the nectars from Krishna's lip. So that's why they are feeling a more intense separation from Krishna. So Randhran Venu Adhara Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Vrindai. Krishna was circulated. All the cowherd boys were just circulating Krishna. They are around Krishna. Krishna is the middle. And Purayan Gopa Vrindai Vrindaranyang Sopadaramanang. Krishna is entering the Vrindavan forest. Sopadaramanang. There is no shoes in his feet. In naked feet he is walking in the forest of Vrindavan. Sopadaramanang. Pravisad Gita, the cowherd boys, they are chanting different glories of pastimes of Krishna. And in this way, in a very cheerful, happy mood, Krishna just entering into the forest of Vrindavan. So gopis are meditating in this way, how Krishna, in daytime, how he is enjoying these pastimes with, in Vrindavan forest, in hiding cows, with his boyfriends, with a this Sridhama Subala and all other cowherd boys. So in the mood of a gopis, even we see how the sweetness of Krishna was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just displaying the beauty of Krishna and to Sanatana Goswami, the sweetness of Krishna. मधुरं मधुरं वपुरस्य बिभोर् मधुरं मधुरं वदनं मधुरं मधुगन्धि मृदुस्मितं एतद् अहो मधुरं 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 इस वर्स फ्रॉम कृष्ण कर्णामृत लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु वाज चैंटिंग दिस वर्स एक्स्टैटिकली माय लॉर्ड द ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी ऑफ कृष्ण इज वेरी स्वीट एंड हिज फेस इज इवन स्वीटर देन his body. The soft smile on his face, which is like the fragrance of honey, is sweeter still. Sanatana Krishna Madhurya Amritera Sindhu Moramana Sannipati Sabapite Karemati Durdaiva Vaidya Nadaya Ekabindu. My dear Sanatan, the sweetness of Krishna's personality is just like an ocean of ambrosia. Although my mind is now afflicted by convulsive diseases, and I wish to drink that entire ocean, the repressive physician does not allow me to drink even one drop. Sri Prabhupada is writing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was ecstatic in this way, because he was presenting himself in the mood of the gopis. The gopis wanted to drink the ocean of sweetness arising from the bodily features of Krishna, but Krishna did not allow them to come near. Consequently, their desire to meet Krishna increased, and being unable to drink the ambrosia of Krishna's bodily features, they become very unhappy. Krishnanga lavanya pura madhura haite sumadhura tate jai mukha sudhakara madhura haite sumadhura taha haite sumadhura tarayai smita jyotsnabhara. Krishna's body is a city of attractive features, and it is sweeter than sweet. His face, which is like the moon, is sweeter still, and the gentle smile on that moon-like face is like rays of moonshine. The smile on Krishna's face is just like the smiling of the moon, which generates greater and greater happiness for the gopis. Madhura haite sumadhura taha haite sumadhura taha haite vati sumadhura apanara ekakane vyape sabatribhuvane dasadiga vyape yarapura. The beauty of Krishna's smile is the sweetest feature of all. His smile is like a full moon and spreads its rays throughout the three worlds, Goloka Vrindavan, the spiritual sky of the Vaikuntha, and Devidham, the material world. Thus, Krishna's shining beauty spreads in all directions. Smita kirana sukapura paise adhara madhura sei madhu mataya tribhuvane vamsi chidra akase taraguna sabde pase dhoni rupe paya parinama. His slight smiling and pregnant illumination are compared to camphor, which enters the sweetness of lips. That sweetness is transformed and enters into space as vibration from the holes of his flute. से ध्वनि चौदिगे धाय अंधभेदी वैकुंठे जाय बाले पैसी जगतेर काने सबा मतयाल करी बलात्कारे आने धरी विशेषत जुबती रगणे. The sounds of Krishna's flute spreads in four directions. Even though Krishna vibrates his flute within this universe, its sound passes the universal covering and goes to the spiritual sky. Thus, the vibration enters the ears of the inhabitants. It especially enters Goloka Vrindavan Dham and attracts the minds of the young damsels of Brajabhumi, bringing them forcefully to where Krishna is present. Dhoni bada adbhuta pati vratara bhange vrata pati kole hoite taniyane vaikunthera lakshmi gane jai kare akarshane taro age kiba gopi gana. The vibration of Krishna's flute is very aggressive and it breaks the vows of all chaste women. Indeed, its vibration takes them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. The vibration of his flute attracts even the goddesses of fortune in the Vaikuntha planets, to say nothing of the poor damsels of Vrindavan. Nibi khasaye pati age griha dharma karayatyage bale dhari ane Krishna sthane lokadharma lajja bhaya sab gyana lupta haya eche nachaya sabanarigane. The vibration of his flute slackens the knots of their underwear even in front of their husbands. Thus the gopis are forced to abandon their household duties and come before Lord Krishna. In this way, all social etiquette, shame, and fear are vanquished. The vibration of his flute causes all women to dance. Kanera bhitara basakare apane taha sadaspure anya sabda nadeya praviste pravesite ana katha nasune kano ana bolite bolaye ano ei krishnera vamsira charitam. The vibration of his flute is just like a bird that creates a nest within the ears of the gopis and always remains prominent there, not allowing any other sound to enter their ear. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor are they able to concentrate on anything else, not even to give a suitable reply. Such are the effects of vibrations of Krishna's flute. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The vibration of Krishna's flute is always prominent in the ears of the gopis. Naturally, they cannot hear anything else. Constant remembrance of holy sound of Krishna's flute keep them enlightened and enlivened, and they do not allow any other sound to enter their ear. Since their attention is fixed in Krishna's flute, they cannot divert their mind to any other subject. In other words, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets the talk of hear of any other subject. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The serious devotees of Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it that he cannot divert his attention to any subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. So there is no difference between Krishna's pastimes and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Prabhupada is writing that the Krishna's flute sound, and this is that we are in Kali Yuga, we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the same thing. So, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement is non-different from Krishna's Das Lila pastimes with the gopis. The same gopis, sometimes they develop the desire. In daytime, they are being feel separation from Krishna. They are not able to associate with Krishna. Sometimes they see even the coward boyfriends like Subala Madhumangal, others, they are sitting with Krishna, putting their hand on the shoulder of Krishna. Krishna putting his hand on the shoulders of his coward boyfriend. Sometimes they also developed, we have not this virtue, we are not so fortunate like these coward boys. We cannot mix with Krishna in public, in front of others. But in Gauri Lila, we can see all these gopis also, many gopis, they come in male form. Gadadhar Pandit, there's many other gopis, like Lalita Visakha, this Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, and other many, those were in female form in Krishna Lila, they come in male form in Gauri Lila, and they are fulfilling their desires. So, Prabhupada is writing that there is no difference between this Krishna's flute sound and the sound vibration in chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us this Sankirtana movement. And if this transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna Mahamantra becomes so accustomed to it that he cannot divert his attention to any other subject matter. He intensely chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra in Kirtan, full concentration. Then this same, like the situation that gopis were enjoying with the Krishna's flute sound. Our mind cannot divert it. Subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristics and paraphernalia. So if we chant with full attention Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then we can also, everything is in Krishna's name. Krishna name, nama, rupa, guna, lila. Everything in nama. When we chant purely, they manifested. They are non-different, but we have begin from nama. We have to chant holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the chanting is an offensive stage, then in abhas stage, then pure stage. So when we chant purely, then everything will manifest. Krishna's rupa, his beautiful Shyama Sundar feature, guna, his qualities, and his pastimes. Everything will manifest. Everything is just hiding in holy name. That is, but we have to chant without offenses. When we chant pure name, then they all automatically manifested. They are simply with name, everything in behind name. So that is Prabhupada is writing, there is no difference between the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra we chanting purely and the flute vibration of Krishna. It's same. But so in this Kali Yuga, that's why Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe daya kari soparsada siya dhamma sahabatari atyanta durlabha prema karibare dana Sikhaye sarana gati bhakate ra prana. That's why in this age of Kali, the same Krishna appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu in this Kali Yuga. He is most merciful, Namo Maha Badanyaya. And he appeared to just distributing this Krishna prem to everyone. So, to being very merciful, he appeared in the age of Kali, and in bringing this Golokero Premadhana, Harinama, Sankirtana. He brought this from Golok Vrindavan, and he spread this holy name everywhere, and Mahaprabhu sent Srila Prabhupada as the commander-in-chief of his Sankirtana movement, then Prabhupada spread this holy name everywhere. But we must have qualification to accept this. This holy name is everything. But we are chanting in offensive stage and now abhas stage. not real benefit we are acquiring. In order to get the real benefit of the Hare Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then you have to chant it offenselessly. We have chant pure names. Taramadhya sarvasestha nama sankirtana niraparadhe nama laile paaye premadhana. So this holy name is also, Prabhupada is writing this, the sound vibration, the pure sound vibration of holy name is also non-different from Krishna's flute sound. So being very merciful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed this to everyone. So Srila Prabhupada gave us this Harinama Sankirtan moment and this precious literatures, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhupada gave this beautiful purpose. So we have to read and meditate by reading again and again these pastimes with Prabhupada purpose, then we can gradually our senses will get purified. Impure senses, we cannot chant the pure names. We have to purify our senses. But how can we purify senses? By chanting, constantly chanting holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Ma Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going on, singing in the mood of a gopi. Just, Puna kahe, bahya gyane, ana kahite kahilu ane, Krishna kripa tomaro upare, mora chitta brahmakari, nija isarja madhuri, mora mukhe sunaya tomare. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with Sanatana Goswami. So after when he is being in the mood of a gopi, and he chanted these Krishna's pastimes in different his features and his flute, then Mahaprabhu was telling, oh, what I have did? I have to teach you something else. But all this, I am just diverted to this, to direction. I could not control myself by when I just thinking and just started describing little Krishna's about his pastimes with gopis, then my mind also diverted to this one, this direction. Krishnanga labanya pura madhura haite sumadhura tate yai mukha sudhakara mukha haite sumadhura taha haite sumadhura tara yai smita josnavara. Krishna's body is a city of attractive features, and it is sweeter than sweet. His face, which is like the moon, is sweeter still. And the gentle smile on that moon-like face is like rays of moonshine. And this Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just, he Krishna himself, but he's enjoying this mood of gopis. How these devotees, they release Krishna's pastimes. So he's in position of a devotee, trying to release that mood of the gopis, that how the gopis or Radharani, how they enjoy. What type of enjoyment they receives when they think so intensely about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes. Okay, any question or comment? 5 minutes, yes.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु, मैं नोएडा इस्कॉन से हूँ और अभी वृंदावन आया था अपनी माता जी के साथ घूमने अपनी माता जी के साथ वृंदावन आया था घूमने, तो मैं सोचा यहाँ पे भी आ जाऊँ। मेरे मन में एक दुविधा है प्रभु जी, मैं भक्ति तो कर रहा हूँ, सब चीज कर रहा हूँ, लेकिन साथ साथ क्या है, मेरा मन अब राजनीति की तरफ भी जा रहा है।
राजनीति की तरफ?
हाँ, क्योंकि मैं नोएडा में यूथ का एक फेस हूँ थोड़ा सा।
अच्छा,
तो मैं सोचता हूँ उन लोगों को मैं भक्ति से भी जोड़ू, प्रयास करूं, ताकि अगर वो भक्ति से जुड़ेंगे तभी वो समाज के लिए भी कुछ अच्छा कर पाएंगे। बिना भक्ति जुड़े हो तो फिर कुछ नहीं कर सकते, भटकेंगे वो भी और खुद को भी भटकेंगे और दूसरों को भी भटकाएंगे।
हम भी ऐसे सोच रहा था, आप जैसे सोच रहे हो।
अच्छा,
हम भी ऐसे ही कभी सोच रहा था। मैं इसलिए एमए इन पॉलिटिकल साइंस, इसलिए डिग्री क्या था पॉलिटिकल साइंस में पढ़ा था, सब थियोरिटिकल पता है। लेकिन ये नहीं है, जो प्रभुपाद बुक्स पढ़ोगे तभी आपको पता चलेगा प्रकृत जीवन का लक्ष्य क्या है, प्रकृत लोगों की मंगल करना क्या है। ये थोड़ा कपड़ा रोटी कपड़ा और मकान देने से ये इनका आवश्यकता को मिटाता नहीं है। हमारे दो प्रकार की आवश्यकता है, शरीर का आवश्यकता और
आत्मा
आत्मा की आवश्यकता है। शरीर तो टेम्पोररी, कितना शरीर ऐसे ही गया आया, तो आत्मा की कल्याण करना है तो चांट हरे कृष्ण एंड बी हैप्पी। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे,
हरे राम
राम राम
हरे
हरे हरे। ओके, और कोई प्रश्न है? ओके, नो अदर क्वेश्चन, सो स्टॉप हियर। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। हरे कृष्ण।